A pleasant good morning. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am the Reverend Cameron Saunders, serving as the Assistant Curate in the Parish of Holy Cross in Highbury Park on New Providence. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of kings and Lord of lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the Word of God written in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Rid yourselves, therefore, of all malice and all guile, insincerity, envy, and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, and to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious. Whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you then who believe, he is precious. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." Here ends the lesson. Early customs connected with cornerstones were related to the study of the stars and their religious significance. Buildings were laid out with astronomical precision in relation to points of the compass, with emphasis on corners. Cornerstones symbolized seeds from which buildings would germinate and rise. Until the development of modern construction, the stone was usually at a corner, possibly as the first of the foundation stones, and it was a real support. In this morning's epistle, believers were being instructed, as we believe by the Apostle Peter, to purify the community by eliminating destructive attitudes and behaviors, and alternatively, to maintain an appetite for the spiritual nourishment that comes from Christ and Christian living. These activities are integral for Christian growth and improvement on an individual as well as a corporate or a social level. Yet, as the beloved community is being addressed, is being called and encouraged to eliminate those things harmful to its holy living, and to cling more to Christ, they are also being instructed to be the lithon zonta, living stones, built on Christ, the living stone, who serves as the cornerstone for the entire church. The church often seems to get the stone part right. In fact, that may be the part that the great majority settles on. But it is a living part that might be more of a challenge for regularity and harmony within the building of Christ. I offer then the seven fundamental traits characteristic of living organisms for the building of Christ, a building made up of living stones. These seven characteristics are captured by the acronym MERRING. MERRING. M, movement. The action and activity of the church to pray for self, the body, and the world. To forgive, to administer the sacraments, to gather in worship, and then to scatter in ministry to God's world. To be the church in the world, and not simply to come to church. E, excretion. To produce and eject some type of product as main product, or as more popularly understood, as a byproduct of internal metabolism. In the case of the church, this is to teach and live as Christ's physical presence in the world, and then to proclaim the gospel and the teachings and love of God. Or, in a more direct way, it can be seen as the church purging herself of destructive, toxic attitudes and behaviors. R, rest. To cease from labor temporarily in order for recuperation. It is customary during the penitential seasons for the church to engage in spiritual practices, to attend to the inner being, and then in order to prepare for ministry in the world. This is a form of rest. R, reproduction. We must remember that the church must be given to evangelism in order to make more believers by inviting others into communion with the triune God and into fellowship with the church, with one another, and thereby advance Christ's kingdom of grace, truth, and love over the entire earth. I, irritability. Irritability is to respond negatively to some sort of stimulation or sensation. The church is called to be responsive in reaction to the unchristian acts within the body, and to be responsive to the immoral, sinful acts in the world around her. We hear again the opening words of this morning's epistle. These are instructions for the believers to rid themselves of all malice, guile, insincerity, envy, and all slander, as these are corrosive and destructive within the building of Christ. N, nutrition. The church is then to glean competence and understanding and wisdom from God's Word and God the Holy Spirit in order to influence continual Christ-like behavior and truth. This is the other half of today's imperative, that one must long for the pure spiritual milk that nourishes growth in Christ, growth in salvation. And lastly, G, growth, to increase in faithfulness and obedience to God. And this growth is on the personal as well as the corporate level. When we improve individually, we also improve collectively. The whole building is strengthened by individual edification. In this way, the whole kingdom of God is advanced, and Christ's rule is offered to all people. Thus, as each living stone might seek anew in this new liturgical year to mature spiritually, let each be mindful of our ultimate purpose, to be built into Christ, and to be formed as one sound building of Christ, rooted in Christ and shaped cohesively together, bringing all the gifts and unique abilities of individual believers into a healthy, concerted, unified body. For one concerted effort, rather. Thereby, living out as the physical presence of Christ on earth, and making Christ known upon earth, until he returns. Amen. I invite you now to say with me the grace, signing yourself with the sign of the cross, if that is your custom, as we say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Thank you for joining in this morning devotion. I ask and invite you to please share this devotion with any and all who you see feel so inclined. God bless you and continue to have a great day.